Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office reports that a man who was shot in Petrolia on Tuesday evening was shot by a second man who intervened in a physical altercation. At about 5:30 on Tuesday, a 31-year-old man called 911 to report that he had shot 50-year-old Patrick Harris in the knee after he witnessed Harris attack a woman with a piece of rebar at the BLM campground in Petrolia. Witnesses on scene reported that Harris initially attacked the woman from behind and tried to choke her and inflicted injuries to the woman's face before the second man stepped in. That unidentified man told the dispatcher that he had to leave the area following the shooting but did provide his contact information for detectives. Harris was arrested at the scene, and when he's released from the hospital, he'll face an attempted murder charge. The woman declined medical attention despite significant facial injuries. The investigation continues. For the second time this week, Eureka police responded to a report of a single vehicle collision that then turned into a suspected DUI incident. Yesterday morning, Eureka officers responded to Cleveland Street and South Avenue in Eureka and found a 27-year-old man lying in the roadway after being ejected from his vehicle. The driver had sheared off a telephone pole at its base and the car overturned. The unidentified man was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Impairment is considered a factor. On Monday, Eureka officers arrested 32-year-old McKinleyville man Travis Holt on suspicion of DUI after he was involved in a single-vehicle collision on Myrtle Avenue. It was on Sunday when the CHP responded to a single-vehicle collision that resulted in a DUI arrest as well, after CHP officers reached the scene of the crash on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. The driver, 19-year-old Brandon Spolino, suffered major injuries after he ran a red light and slammed into a wooden signpost. Impairment is suspected of having played a role, and Spolino was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of major injuries. The Arcata Fire Protection District has sent down an engine company to Monterey County to join the local county strike teams assisting in the Soberanis wildfire. The Arcata engine will team up with two engine companies from Humboldt Bay Fire and an engine company each from Fieldbrook, Briceland, and Fortuna. The wildfires at 50% containment has burned 70,000 acres and destroyed 50 homes since it ignited on July 22nd. Jordan Christmas has news from St. Joseph's Health.
A new union agreement has been made with the health chain Providence St. Joseph's Health, an agreement that includes the first ever union contracts with multiple health centers, including Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna and St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka. Provisions in the agreement for Redwood Memorial include safer staffing practices, creating a professional practice committee, guaranteed breaks, and wage increases of 14% over the next 3 years. Details in the new contract for Eureka nurses also include safer staffing practices along with wage increases of 14% over the next 3 years as well. The contracts will be ratified next Thursday.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was more than 25 years ago that the idea for an area dedicated to kids and a place for kids to play started floating through Supervisor Rex Bone's head. And for the past 18 years, children in and around Cutton and Eureka have been able to use Redwood Fields in Cutton. Bone said on Talk Shop yesterday that over the past two decades, there have been plenty of changes and upgrades, and beginning today, Redwood Fields has a brand new piece of equipment available to the community. Working in cooperation with Kiwanis, new playground equipment has been installed.
With the help of Kiwanis, and then Redwood Fields was about 30%, 70% of the monies came from Kiwanis. They put together a volunteer crew this last weekend, and we have a brand new play structure. And it's a little more modern, a little more interactive, and should be a lot of fun.
In addition to ball fields and basketball courts, Redwood Fields is also home to two cell towers that not only provide coverage, but income as well.
We're fortunate because we were able to secure a couple contracts for cellular towers out there, and it provides a good stream of income that covers around 60% of our maintenance. So what that allows us to do is not charge the leagues as much money as they'd normally have to pay if they had to rent a full facility. And so they're able to use their money on uniforms, safety equipment, better equipment for the kids.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk about Redwood Fields and the County Fair on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.